Chapter 1 Audrey Coyle and Blake Winston had been sexting each other for weeks. Winston's penis, of which Coyle had seen perhaps 7 or 8 iPhone views in a variety of penile moods, was not clearly different than the penises of 12 other classmates that Coyle had seen, circulated through the smartphones operated by girls in their final year at the Claridge School, a school with a capital T in the, so it wasn't some Claridge School, it was the Claridge School of Reston, Virginia. And Coyle suspected that images of her breasts wouldn't exactly be breaking news among selected males of the Claridge School's senior class. She was correct in that. Neither Coyle nor Winston was a virgin, having dispensed with that handicap in the 5th form, known in less snotty schools as 11th grade. They hadn't yet fully engaged with each other, but were edging toward it, though not yet. All of that was neither here nor there. Right now, Coyle's main preoccupation wasn't with Winston's junk, but with his totally erect Nikon Z6 camera. There were LED light panels to her left and right, dimmed by photo umbrellas that would kill any harsh shadows. A smaller light sat directly behind her, braced on a toilet seat, providing a rim light that gave a soft glow to her auburn hair. The camera sat on a tripod in the bathroom doorway, with Winston behind it. Winston, who was 17, would someday inherit $1 bazillion. His father ran a hedge fund with offices in Birmingham, Alabama, and Manhattan. In addition, Winston was good-looking, with dark eyes and dark hair, a square chin, and a pale, flawless complexion. He was further distinguished by the fact that he was already operating a profitable after-school business in video production. At the moment, they were jammed into Coyle's bathroom on the 2nd floor of the Coyle House in Arlington, Virginia, across the Potomac from Washington, D.C. Coyle was dressed in a pale blue translucent chemise that revealed a slice of boob, but, carefully, no nipple, because of the Puritan constraints of Instagram. Coyle carried the fleshy pink face and body of a post-pubescent party chick, a tease and a promise, a girl that former President Bill Clinton would have instantly accepted as an intern, the daughter of U.S. Senator Roberta J. Bob Coyle of Georgia. She was another budding entrepreneur and ran her own blog, which was spread across a number of social media outlets. The blog was called Young and Hot in D.C. She had 4 paying sponsors. Macon Cosmo, a line of girly cosmetics out of Macon, Georgia. Sandy Silks, an Atlanta lingerie manufacturer marketing to richy-rich teens and college-age women. L.A. Psyche, a maker of dance-influenced tops and bottoms for young women based in Paris, Texas. And Anschizer Aerospace, a defense company that simply wanted to encourage young entrepreneurs with no thought about influencing her mother, a ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Coyle turned away from a lighted makeup mirror, looked into the camera lens, smiled, and said, "Honest to God, I wouldn't bullshit you girls. This line from Macon blows everything else out of the water. Why? Because the colors are gorgeous and smooth, and best of all, they stay put no matter what you do to them." She stuck out a long pink tongue, nearly touched her nose with it, then drew it back over her full upper lip, gave the lens a toothy smile, and asked, "Get it?" "Done," Winston said. "We got it." "About time," Coyle said. That had been the 4th take for 2 minutes of video. They went into her bedroom and Coyle put on her glasses. She never wore them in public. Sat cross-legged on her bed and reviewed the video on Winston's MacBook Pro.